How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning of the show. This is when I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. Thank you to everybody listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. People tuned in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All of our listeners on the highways, the byways, maybe on their phone, on SiriusXM channel 158. Everybody listening on a smart speaker, where all you got to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. You can always listen at home, on the road, at work, via any of the methods that I just shared with you. And if you want to talk to me, you can do that too. We got a phone number and it works. Trust me. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That number one more time is 855-212-4CBS. You can find me all over the place. If you use the internet for good or bad or to complain, I'm there too. Ignoring all of the negativity, I guess I'm ignoring most of the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's Instagram, Facebook, all of that good stuff. It's good to be back with you here on another weeknight. This weeknight is special. Why? Because it's Wednesday. And every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And I'm going to keep that rolling tonight. And in honor of all of the rumored movement in professional sports right now, the rumored movement in Major League Baseball, we're going to talk about free agents. I'm going to give you a top six list of the most impactful, most important free agent signings ever. Modern free agency and professional sports, the NFL, the NBA, NHL, etc., is only about 30, 35, moving on to 40 years old. It doesn't feel like a long time, if you ask me, but free agency is still pretty new. We're moving into, I don't know, the third or fourth generation of it. And so we have some interesting signings. That top six list is coming 2 hours from now. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you an update from Trevor Lawrence. Yes, Trevor Lawrence provided his own update on his sprained ankle. And he also provided an update on why he took that long-ass walk with a high ankle sprain from the field all the way to the locker room. I mean, everybody and their mother had something to say about why is Trevor Lawrence taking this long-ass walk, and the guy is injured. Well, Trevor Lawrence has an answer for you. Speaking of quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, he's playing. Zach Wilson is going to be in action for the New York Jets next game, and you will hear from Zach Wilson. The New York Yankees, it looks like they're close to bringing in Juan Soto. It's appearing, or it's being reported, that Shohei Ohtani is close to making up his mind as to where he wants to play. The New York Mets, they ain't playing games. New York Mets are flying out to Japan to try to sign Yamamoto. They've already been. And so we got a lot to get into, including Von Miller. Yeah, the last time I heard about Von Miller, he allegedly assaulted his pregnant girlfriend. Well, apparently, Buffalo Bills are saying he's going to practice, he's going to play. No charges have been pressed, and we will hear from their general manager, Brandon Bean. So we have so much to get into. Before I do or say anything else, hey, Shep, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for asking, JR. I got a very quick funny story for you.
I like funny stories. Go ahead.
So I coach JV basketball. We had our first win in program history tonight.
What do you mean you had your first win in program history?
We've been around since 2019 as a program. We had our first win. That's not the funny story. So this 6'4" gentleman who looks like he definitely played basketball is our referee. And I go up to the referees before every game, JR, to try to, you know, get
kiss
in their
ass.
Good graces, 100%. Shake their hands, look them in the eye, say thank you so much. It's great to, you know, great to have you ref our games. Please let me know whatever I can do to make you feel comfortable, especially if I'm the home team. So I go, what's your name, sir? He goes, William. And I go, William looks a lot like he looks really familiar. I can't really pinpoint him where, but I know he looks familiar. So then so I'm going back and forth with William like all game. Like, I think William is like doing a really good job. But, you know, as a coach, you got to kind of put your team ahead of your pride. And if you feel like there's a call that's 50-50, you got to fight for your team to get that call. You got to kind of work the refs a little bit. And he's having none of it, JR. I mean, he's not letting me say anything. He's being respectful, but he's like, come on, coach. That was clearly a travel. Come on. That was clearly a double dribble. So at the end of the game, a bunch of kids go up to him and they go, hey man, I know you can dunk. And I go, holy crap. I just had a realization. That's Smush Parker.
Oh, wow. Okay. Nice.
So I go up to him. I go, I didn't know your name was William. He goes, yeah, that's my birth name. I go, Smush, I am so happy that you and Kobe, you know, passed things up before he passed on, man. I'm so thrilled for you guys. And he goes, yeah, me too. You know, you learn a lot more about someone as you get older. And I really came to learn and respect and love Kobe Bryant. And I said, Smooch, it's an honor that my first win came with you reffing my game. I said, I remember watching you as a starting point guard for the L.A. Lakers in the same backcourt as Kobe Bryant. This is absolutely startling to me the best way possible. It's truly a pleasure to share the court with you tonight, Smush. And he goes, you keep on doing your thing with their team. I like where they're going. I go, Smush, you got to tell them that. That would mean the world to them. And he did. So what a class act. And, you know, JR, you remember that Oscars line against, like, Alvin from The Cosby Show was, like, working at Trader Joe's. And it was like he was getting some heat for that. You know what I mean? People were making fun of him for that.
Yeah, he came in, always had the button on from work, yeah.
Yes, and he ends up working at Trader Joe's 20 years later. And I give Smush Parker so much credit. The guy was a starting point guard for the Lakers in the same backcourt as the Mamba. And 15 years later, he's reffing a JV high school basketball game, paying his dues, trying to get back in the NBA as a ref. And I never thought I'd wake up today, JR, and say, I can tell JR that Smush Parker reffed the game that I won today.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Smush is from New York.
Right.
And he's been reffing for a few years now. Where were you guys? You set up in the Bronx?
We are in, Calhoun is on the Upper West Side. So Kyan used to go there. I coached him.
Right. Carmelo's kid.
Correct. Kyan Anthony. Jalen, I won't say his last name just out of respect because he's not a public figure. He's Marv Albert's grandson. Ben Stiller's son. I coached him. So you know, this is like a high-profile school. Mm-hmm. It's not known for basketball. But the fact that Smush was in, you know, the Upper West Side, Manhattan, reffing today, just tells me all I need to know about that guy's work ethic and what he's willing to do to get back in the NBA.
Yeah, from my understanding, he gets around the city, man. So that's cool.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Class
I mean,
act, JR.
I'm sorry.
He's a class act.
Yeah, you hear so many bad stories about players post career, and I know everybody and their mother has a podcast right now after they retire. It's a wild world, but it's cool to see that Smush is out there, still doing good. I've heard about him reffing. I ain't seen the guy. I never met Smush, But I'm happy that the things are going good for him. That's cool, man.
He still looks like he can play, by the way.
I'm not surprised. Smush Parker can't be, past his, what, early, mid-30s, right?
Yeah, I think maybe late 30s. He's still a young guy, man. These guys retire so young nowadays.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant kind of said, I don't like the guy. I think that kind of helped push him out of the league, if I'm being honest here. There's no doubt. I mean, if he wants to ref in the league, if he makes his bones about it, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the NBA. Good for Smush Parker. That's cool, man. I don't have no cool-ass story. I'm sorry. I just came from the Hawks game, and the last I looked when I stepped into the studio, they lost, which is pretty normal for the Atlanta Hawks because they are an average-ass NBA team. What was the score? The Brooklyn Nets beat them 114 to 113. Atlanta Hawks, one of the highest scoring teams in the entire NBA. They're also one of the worst defensive teams in the league. I think the Hawks score 122 a game and they give up 123 a game. So pretty pathetic and pretty normal.
How do people feel about Trae Young, JR?
Say again?
How do people feel about Trae Young in Atlanta?
I don't want to say it's changed. But there was more of a period after the firing of Nate McMillan about a year ago where people were just kind of like, all right, man, like, what's going on? What's the deal? And then things kind of chilled out with Quinn coming through, Quinn Snyder coming through to take over. But with the Hawks under 500, I don't think things are going to get better for Trae Young. If you're asking me personally, my own personal opinion, I don't think he's long for here in Atlanta. I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if he's gone at some point over the next 2 years and that DeJounte Murray is the de facto point guard. So, people are kind of apathetic towards Trae Young. You know, he doesn't have that same support that he had years ago. It was just like, oh, we got Trae Young and Dallas got Luka and, Trae Young doesn't get the respect. People are kind of apathetic right now, and the Hawks are kind of just—it's like here, you know. So, does that answer your question a little bit?
Very much so.
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, both the Falcons and the Hawks are just—they're no man's land. Like they're okay, but you can shrug your shoulders at them. They're not competing for a championship. And then when it comes down to the Braves, you know, people appreciate the Braves, but the Braves are more. Like South region, like it's, yeah, Atlanta will love the Braves and be happy, but not in the same way like the Falcons. And, you know, the Georgia Bulldogs also relatively local, representing the whole region and the state. And we know that they just got the boot as well. So Atlanta sports right now is kind of like, I don't want to say going nowhere, but it's just kind of like, yeah, well, let's shrug our shoulders and wait for the Braves to come back. So I wish I had a better result from the game that I just went to, but it's what it is. And then a surprising thing as well for tonight's game, with the NBA in-season tournament going on, tonight's games, I believe across the entire NBA, they had to be scheduled pretty much at the last minute. So only days ago was the schedule released because teams had to be eliminated and so on. And so forth. And so tonight's game here in Atlanta between Brooklyn and the Hawks, man, in Atlanta, especially with the traffic and it's going to a Hawks game is a scene. And when I say scene, I mean people go to be seen. So it is quite the affair. And typically the crowd is late arriving. People are coming from work. People are coming from home, all kind of converging downtown. But tonight, leading up to the game, it was almost like thought I was in church. Crowd wasn't there. Thought that it would be quiet. But as the game went on, it filled up a little bit more. So, maybe the NBA wants to look into how it schedules the future in-season tournament games. They got some kinks to work out. For whatever reason, I saw this afternoon, this evening, the Los Angeles Lakers, due to the contrast of their court, which is kind of that dark strip up the middle. The Lakers won't be wearing all black uniforms anymore at home in the in-season tournament, even though it's basically done. tomorrow and Saturday, pretty much the last day. So, yeah, still some kinks to work out. Shep, your story was much better than mine. The Hawks lost, and you saw Smush Parker. He reffed your game, so you win that story, okay?
Well, JR, I appreciate that. In fairness, you're just a great teammate, and you don't want to one-up me, even though I know you can. So thank you, my man.
There's nothing eventful for me.
Thank you.
I watched Trae Young warm up. Dominique Wilkins was on the other side. What else is new? See him all the time. And nothing exciting. There were cookies. There were cookies. Ooh. I ate cookies. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. You missed the holiday party here. I know there was a big one at CBS and WFAN. So.
I missed the holiday party?
I missed it. I missed it, too. I was too busy coaching and hanging out with Smush Parker. But, yeah, there was a big holiday party here today.
Oh, wow. Did any salacious stories come out yet?
No, but I have a meeting with Spike at 7 a.m. tomorrow, so I'll ask him and then get back to you on that.
Yeah, I want to know, well, how early was the party?
A lot earlier than our show. I want to say maybe the afternoon.
Well, they do it so people don't get drunk.
Right. Like, I know I saw Gelb. Gelb's never here at this time. I saw him here, nice, like, half an hour ago. I saw Tommy Lugauer here, like, half an hour ago. Those guys are never here this late, so.
Tommy Lugauer?
Yeah.
Did he get drunk?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Nice.
Probably not. He seems like he's on a very straight path right now.
Oh, right now. Okay.
No, not that he wasn't in the past, but I'm just saying, like, he hosts a lot of WFAN. Obviously, he's big and, you know, it's funny. By the way, speaking of which, it was kind of hilarious to
I just want to know who got our holiday party here in Atlanta is tomorrow.
Oh, have fun, man.
Yeah. So if I call out tomorrow, know that I'm drunk.
JR doesn't get drunk. I've never heard of a story about you getting even close to drunk. So that ain't happening.
Yeah, you won't. I'll be here.
Exactly.
Ready to talk about that crap Thursday night football. What do we got tomorrow? The
God.
The Patriots,
oh,
or who
no.
they playing?
It's the Patriots, and I'm trying to
some pick. Other garbage team.
Oh my God, the Steelers.
Oh, well, no, Kenny, we got to watch Trubisky.
I know, and he was awful in Week 13.
Maybe I need to get drunk tomorrow. I might have to get drunk to sit down and watch that game. That's what I'm going to need.
Hey, listen, man, you're going to get a lot more calls tomorrow about the college football playoff being 5 days, you know, removed than you will be about this Thursday night football game. That's what.
Are we going to have highlights or are we going to have lowlights for this tomorrow?
We're going to have lowlights, JR. We know what the Patriots. I mean, they're 2-10, and I think they're not even as good as that.
Like, they got Bailey Zappe out there tomorrow.
Yeah, they're probably going to be 2-11. At least the Steelers. I mean, at least with Tomlin. Say whatever you want about the Steelers. They always seem to find a way to at least get to 500 in any given season.
It won't be fun looking at that crap.
No.
But about this holiday party, nobody, not that America cares about our holiday party.
Right, I hope not.
Nobody, there's no stories yet, nothing?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm closer to 40 than I am 30. So I'm not, if there are stories, they're not getting back to me. They're getting back to the younger crowd here now.
Oh, the younger crowd? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the kid, you know, when I say kids loosely, but I'm talking about the young adults who are, you know, recently removed from college, and this is their first holiday party.
Forget that. Where was the party at?
It was in the kitchen on floor 10.
Get out of here.
That's where it was.
Y'all did the holiday party in the office?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember how I told you yesterday I'm so grateful to be working for Odyssey? It's things like that make me so grateful.
Losers. Losers, y'all did the holiday. We got a whole cocktail lounge that we rented out for our party.
Thanks for rubbing it in, JR. Appreciate it.
I'm saying, we got a whole, it's a giant cocktail lounge just for us.
Maybe if JR Sport Brief lived in New York, there'd be more red carpet laid out for the people that work here. Who knows?
Nah, I'd say hello and I'd leave.
Gotcha.
I'd say hello, leave, and I'd know a better place to go.
You know what I'd love to see one day? I'd love to see JR Sport Brief work a room. That would be fun to witness.
I don't.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I don't buy that.
Hello.
I don't buy that.
I say hello. I shake hands. How you doing? I do small talk and I leave.
Yeah, that's what working a room is.
Yeah, but I really work it and then I leave.
Oh, listen, short but sweet, man. That's where it's at.
Yeah, story of my life. I just keep it. Well, anyway, I'll report back to you. Not that you know anyone here in Atlanta.
No, I don't.
Well, I'll share with you about our holiday party tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good, JR.
Maybe Atlanta can show New York a thing or two about the holidays, okay?
Sounds good, except winning.
Well, who's winning in New York right now?
Well, I mean, I did see your show outline. I know what you want to talk about. I have a feeling you're pretty excited about this potential Juan Soto to the Yankees. And
what's that got to do with the Yankees winning? Well, the Yankees, Yankees have been losers.
Correct. Well, outside the Astros removing this season, we've been pretty good. You know that, hosting
WFAN. We can't remove the – that's like – It's like going to war and saying, oh, well, besides them, we almost won. Oh,
fair
enough. You lost.
Well, listen, we did make the final eight of the play-in tournament. That's our claim to fame this week.
The play-in? Oh, for the New York Knicks?
Yes, yes.
Ah, and got smacked by the Milwaukee Bucks.
We did, but in fairness, I mean, that's a team that is a legit championship contender, and we are 11-9 in Brooklyn. No one saw that coming this year.
I just watched the Brooklyn Nets.
They're bad. But they're better than you guys.
Dennis, I looked at Dennis Smith in the face and had to go, when did this guy grow hair? You know, I'm like, who are these guys? Those are the Brooklyn Nets. I just looked at them in the face. Well, there you have it. The excitement of New York sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got tons of excitement. I'm in Atlanta. Shep is in New York. When we come back from break, we're going to take a trip on down to Jacksonville. Not too far from me, because I guess the fan base in Jacksonville, they should be excited because Trevor Lawrence, he sounds excited about his recovery. No guarantees, though. We'll hear from Trevor Lawrence on the other side of the break. We have so much to get into. As Shep mentioned, we'll talk about Shohei Ohtani. We'll get into Juan Soto. I'm giving you a top six list. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're having a holiday party, invite me. I will travel on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. For all five Jacksonville Jaguar fans, we got some good news for you. Well, I don't know if it's... Well, the man's ankle ain't broken, so I guess that's good news. It's Trevor Lawrence. We know that he was diagnosed with a high ankle sprain. The way that he reacted on the ground on Monday Night Football when the Bengals beat the Jags, it didn't look all that good. Could have been a broken ankle. Whatever it is, it's only a high ankle sprain. And his own head coach, Doug Peterson, told everybody yesterday that he has nothing. He has no idea whether or not he's going to be able to play. A lot of that has to do and deal with his current rehab. Well, Jaguars are going to take on the Browns on Sunday. And today, Wednesday, Trevor Lawrence decided to speak. And one thing he said, one question he answered, I should say, was about whether or not he's actually going to play against the Browns. This is what Trevor Lawrence had to say. He had drawn a conclusion.
The team's always the priority, you know. We had obviously the same conversations before the New Orleans game earlier in the season, and I'll never put myself or the team in a position to where we're at a higher risk or we're not going to play our best because I'm not able to do my job. So, you know, those are all questions you have to answer throughout the course of the week, and just for me, it's just doing everything I can every second of the day to get back as soon as possible, you know, whenever that is. So, That's the whole thought process behind everything.
At this very moment, this very second, I don't have a crystal ball. You know, I can't look into what's going on. Somebody's rubbing on that man's ankle right now. Either somebody's rubbing on his ankle and his leg, or he has it in a machine. He has it in a sleeve, or he's sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber, which I assume Aaron Rodgers also slept in for the past 3 months. Hey, Shep, you ever been in one of them things?
No, I like my sleep.
Oh, you think you wouldn't sleep in one of those?
I wouldn't think a good night's sleep, no.
You'd come out like Wolverine, man. You'd be indestructible. You're already in such great shape, man. Come on. You're doing a marathon next year again, right?
If you do it with me.
Nah, I'm not doing that. Man, so that means no, you're not doing a marathon. You're done.
No, I think I might do a marathon.
Try sleeping in the hyperbaric chamber in the weeks leading up to it and let me know how you improve, okay?
That's a deal. And if I ever do a press conference, I won't be as vague as Trevor Lawrence. I promise you that.
The man almost broke his leg. What do you want from him?
I can just simply say, man, I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that I'm playing in week 14. Instead of this whole wishy-washy, best for the team. Trevor, you want to be out there. Come on. We know this.
Well, that's what he said. He's played in 46 consecutive games. He's never missed a game here in his NFL career. And it was, I don't want to say it was hilarious, but there were a lot of people on Monday night looking at him when he got hurt and looking at how the team handled him. And when I say how the team handled him, we saw him take a long walk from the field all the way to the locker room. Like there was no cart. Typically, you see a player get loaded onto a cart, and that's all she wrote, right? You don't got to walk anywhere. Trevor Lawrence walked, and the Jacksonville Jaguars were criticized for allowing this dude to walk. And yeah, he had two staffers, one on each side, you know, hands underneath his arms trying to help him along the way, but he still had to walk. And the Jags were criticized. Where's the cart? How do the Jacksonville Jaguars not have assistance to get a player off of the field? They were clowned. But Trevor Lawrence even answered and responded to that today. Trevor Lawrence pretty much said, I ain't want no damn cart.
We have an amazing medical staff that takes care of us and in every way that you could imagine. Anything that we need, they're always there. They work pretty much around the clock to take care of us. So we got one of, if not the best in the league. So there's no, I mean, I've heard what Amanda was telling me, kind of all the stuff that's been going on. And yeah, we talked about getting a cart and I was going to get a cart and then I'm standing there and, you know, I'm already on the sideline at that point. The tunnel's right there. I just wanted to get off the field, get out of there. I didn't know what was going on with my ankle and I felt like I could get off. And I was like, hey, you're good. Just don't bring it out. I'm going in. And then once I got in there, I'm like, this is a pretty long walk, you know, but I was already there and they asked again if I wanted a cart. I'm like, no, we're going to make it the whole way there. I didn't know there was cameras in the tunnel, you know, so that's kind of, they're everywhere. Exactly. So, but no, it's, of course we have carts and we have everything we need. And I was the one that didn't choose to take one, you know, so you guys put that on me. Maybe that was dumb. Maybe I should have taken one, whatever, but it's nothing to do with us not having a cart available. I don't think that would happen in the National Football League, especially here with the crew that we have.
Yeah, just a tough guy being a tough guy. Quarterback, 6'6", letting everybody know I don't need no stinking cart until he had to take that long-ass walk to the X-ray room. Well, good for him. I hope he comes back. I hope he recovers. As we've discussed over the past couple of days, we've had so many quarterbacks go down to injury. And to see another one in Trevor Lawrence, we don't need that. Let's get some healthy quarterbacks out here to actually finish up the season strong. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore, Maryland. Let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, JR. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Sure. What's up? What's your question?
Yeah. With the additions of Keaton Mitchell at running back, Isaiah Likely at tight end, how do you think the Ravens will stay in the postseason? And I'll see you off there. Thank you so much for your help.
All right, well, thank you, Brandon, for calling from Baltimore. Man, I don't know how Isaiah Likely is going to do in the postseason. I mean, everybody's kind of crossing their fingers that Mark Andrews can come back, right? I mean, they'd have to go deep for them to do that, or for at least for him to return. But that would be the hope and expectation. I'm cool with the Baltimore Ravens, man. This might be the season that they can actually get to the AFC Championship game and then actually progress to the Super Bowl. When you think about some of the injuries in the AFC, you think about the injuries in their own division, even though it's late in the season. Kenny Pickett has gone down. Surgery on his own high ankle sprain. Deshaun Watson dealing with that shoulder issue, and he's out for the season, a broken shoulder. And then we saw Joe Burrow sitting on the sidelines with his wrist all bandaged up and his arm in a sling. And so the Baltimore Ravens, I don't want to call it a cakewalk, but this AFC North is theirs this year. And then when you look at the AFC in whole, like, who and what is their biggest and best competition? The Chiefs? They got some kinks to work out, right? Dolphins? What are the Dolphins going to do when it actually gets cold? Like, they ain't no perfect team. Everybody has its gives and everybody has its takes. But the Baltimore Ravens, if they stay healthy, I think they're going to continue to look good here this season. 855-212-4CBS. Bynum is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Bynum.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
It's going very well. What's up? What's on your mind?
Can I shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin, which is the Lions football coach? We're going to leave that alone. I talked to Packer Pluto about that. I want to talk. It's a long story. Pat knows about it. But these Pistons.
Who? What? What? Who is Pat?
Who's your radio announcer for Detroit? Is it Pat Caputo?
Bynum, I think you might be confused.
Okay.
This is a nationally syndicated sports radio show.
You thought
you called somebody at the ticket?
Yeah, let's scratch that. Don't hang up on me.
Wait, Bynum, when I go JR Sport for CBS Sports Radio, what do you want to say? What did you think that meant?
One more time.
Never mind.
No, go ahead, Chef. Go ask him.
Bynum, first of all, I love the energy. I love the passion. But when I answer the phone every time, CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Brief, what'd you want to say to JR?
No, but
wasn't that the indication that you knew you weren't calling the ticket? You were calling something that was CBS Sports Radio and the host was JR?
I was way out there. I just left the game from the Pistons.
Did you have a holiday party? Were you drinking too?
No, you know, I did have a couple shots of, what do you call that? That coffee that costs about
espresso?
$7 a shot. Yeah, two espressos, double shots, and, that's about it.
Well, JR, he's a Pistons fan. You understand that Bynum is drinking.
Oh, yeah, well, they lost again. What is this, like almost 18 now? What is it?
I thought Monty would be the answer.
But here's the thing.
What?
I wouldn't trade any of the Pistons right now. You know why? Because every time we trade a Piston, first we're training. We are a training ground. After 3 or 4 years, we trade them. They go to a good team. They get some rings. If you look at last year, our Pistons got rings. They got rings from the winning team. And prior to that, you could Caldwell Pope, Reggie Jackson, and all of them. Okay. They terrible.
Yeah, we know. So call me back in 2 years, okay?
Well, you can't keep the same team in 2 years. You know we're going to fly.
No, I'm not talking about the basketball team. I'm saying you call me back in 2 years when the team is actually worth talking about, okay?
Oh, don't talk about it. Then what are we talking about, the Lions?
No, well, not with you right now. Our conversation is about to be done because I got to go to a newsflash for the whole country.
All right, go to a newsflash.
All right, thank you, Bynum. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, not just talking to all of our wonderful friends in Detroit. We're talking to everybody in North America.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, what the hell is going on right now? Something happened with Soto? What's up?
Well, JR, you called it. I mean, according to, and I think Joel Sherman might have been the first to break it, but this is everywhere at this point, the last couple minutes. Juan Soto is going to be the newest New York Yankee, and this is pretty big, to put it mildly.
Yeah, see, Major League Baseball has now shared this. Major League Baseball Network has now shared this. Juan Soto is reportedly being traded to the New York Yankees. What I will assume is going to be a one-year deal based on the fact that he hasn't signed a contract extension and he is moving on into free agency, I assume, unless the Yankees and Soto come to an agreement. It's worth noting that Juan Soto, his agent, is the notorious Scott Boras, who typically wants to take his clients to free agency and then kind of pilfer whatever MLB team is going to be out there willing to go ahead and cough up the dough. Juan Soto is, I don't even think, definitely not older than 25 years old. We know about what he did in 2019, helping the Washington Nationals go out there and win that World Series. We know he was traded for five prospects a couple of seasons ago out to the Padres. They did not have success. We can kind of lay out a whole lot of the reasons why. People in San Diego know the reasons why. You got Tatis getting injured. You got Manny Machado. You got the pitching falling apart. A.J. Preller has been a complete disaster. And so Juan Soto, no longer a member of the Padres, apparently via all reports, being traded to the New York Yankees. We'll give you some details on some of the players that will be going back to San Diego once we have them. I know some of the rumors that we got today were that the New York Yankees were going to be willing to part with someone like Michael King, who they were going to go ahead and slot into their rotation. A matter of fact, earlier today, Jack Curry, who is an insider for the New York Yankees via the Yes Network, this was earlier today prior to the trade going down. The rumors were out all day long. Jack Curry talked about Juan Soto potentially going to the Yankees. We know that that appears to be the case by now. Take a listen.
Yankees and Padres are very, very close to completing this deal, Bob. As you mentioned, we talked about it on our show last night, that those talks that had been at a perceived stalemate had reignited. Those talks continued, and the Yankees have known all along that Soto is a player that they desperately desired, that they coveted to have in that lineup, to be able to pair up with Judge and others and help them improve an offense that was historically bad last season. We know that when these discussions started out, the Yankees thought that the Padres' ask was very heavy. But we also pointed out that when you're getting a player like Soto, even if it's only for a one-year rental, a potential future Hall of Famer, it's going to have to sting from a Yankee perspective. And that's why when you look at what the Yankees are likely to give up, Michael King, who has been a very valuable pitcher for them, is going to be in this deal. Drew Thorpe, who had a terrific year in the minor leagues for them last season, is likely to be in this deal.
Yeah, I mean, as was reported earlier, Jack Curry pretty much named him. Michael King, Drew Thorpe, who a lot of New York Yankee fans had no idea who this dude was until last week. Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez, and Kyle Higashioka, who has started many games for the New York Yankees as their catcher over the past several seasons. So it appears that Juan Soto is going to be joining the New York Yankees. There is not any type of report about a Juan Soto being, quote-unquote, or signing, I should say, an extension. And so it looks like it's going to be a one-year deal. I mean, if it makes any sense to anybody, it should really make sense to Aaron Boone, you would think that Juan Soto is going to hit in front of Aaron Judge. You would think that Giancarlo Stanton or Rizzo would be after him. The Yankees got firepower, but I don't want to say we've seen this before. Yankees still need pitching. They have Gerrit Cole at the top of the rotation. You got a Cy Young winner. You would hope that Carlos Rodon can certainly bounce back. You have Nestor Cortez, who you hope can bounce back. And Yankee fans won't care until the Yankees actually go out there and win something. And from the Padres' perspective, man, they have spent a lot of money over the past few seasons. The Padres' owner just passed away. The Padres just had a disaster scenario and situation with the manager moving on. The GM and Preller has certainly made mistakes. And I hope that the Padres, for all the excitement that was there, they looked like they were going to be competing for the NL West for years with the Dodgers. And now, I mean, Soto is gone. And I'm sure Snell is likely to be gone. I just hope the Padres don't hit the toilet. And I know for Yankee fans, yeah, be excited. Be happy that Soto is in the building. The man is going to have an on-base percentage of about 400. He's going to crack 35-ish home runs. He's going to make moves. He's going to be getting a lot of runs in when Aaron Judge goes out there and hits those bombs. It's just the facts, folks. It's just the facts. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's been reported that Juan Soto is being traded to the New York Yankees. Speaking of New York, we did have Zach Wilson talk today. Zach Wilson let everybody know that Zach Wilson is actually going to suit up for the New York Jets. This is what Zach Wilson had to say. He did mention that he was excited to get back on the field and start again. Listen to this crap.
Yeah, excited, man. I think any opportunity you can get in this league is a good one. And I think more than anything, the love and care I have for these guys, you know, especially this year for some reason, you know, it's been challenging. You know, I think everyone's felt that, but, you know, extremely excited to get back on the field with these guys.
Oh, New York Jets going to be out there against Houston. C.J. Stroud is probably going to torch them. And then Zach Wilson, he kind of kept on going. He was asked about this rest of the season, his starts, if he gets any more past this, if they happen to be in audition for other teams. And he was pretty clear. He's like, yeah, every time I play, it's anytime anybody plays, it's an audition for the rest of the league. Listen to this.
Anytime you have an opportunity, you're putting on for every team in the league, you know, whether that's here in New York or anywhere. I mean, it's not my option to choose what happens, right? But I do have the opportunity to control what happens on the field, at least from my play and my decision making.
Yeah, everybody is an auditioning. I don't think Patrick Mahomes wakes up and thinks that, man, if I don't perform good, they might ship me to, I don't know, the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's only the losers that are out here auditioning. Well, not just the losers, but the less established players. Somebody like Zach Wilson, who will be carrying around a clipboard for somebody next year and not in New York. Maybe he can give Juan Soto some advice, although I don't think Juan Soto will need it. I think he'll do just fine playing in New York. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Yankees trading for Juan Soto. It looks like it is official. When we come back, I'm going to get to more of your calls. We're going to get to a top six list in about an hour from now, a top six list of the most impactful free agent signings ever. We're going to talk some NFL. I'm going to get to your calls. We'll talk about the other big free agent. His name, Shohei Ohtani. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop. Smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.